This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Illumination. Now, think about it. Just think about it. Do you like to live in the now as a happy person? Or do you like to live in the now as a person who has memories? The memories of unhappy times, memories of an unhappy life, memories of things that didn't go right in your world. At lunch, we were talking about our friend Hogan's Heroes and discussing some of the manners in which the script was written and how utterly fantastic it was written and how good the actors were and how beautiful the roles are they played. And then it was mentioned that some of them had died and one of them was murdered and so forth. And then I thought to myself, okay, I like Hogan's Heroes for Hogan's Heroes. And Hogan's Heroes has nothing to do with the private lives of these people. It has only to do with Hogan's Heroes. Mm-hmm. Now, they acted the movie. Now, what if Hogan's Heroes would be reintroduced? Who would they get to play these roles for these actors who are no longer alive or who naturally would not be that age any longer that played the role of them? They would have a whole new set of actors. Now, would they be as good as Sergeant Schultz? Could anybody be as good as Sergeant? And could anybody be as good as Hogan with that sort of devil-may-care yet sincerity and yet knowledgeability and yet technologically knowledgeable? He's just a fabulous actor. And could anyone do those things? And of course the answer is yes, but with a twist. They would do it their way. They could not copy Commander who? Clink. I mean, who could copy Commander Clink? I mean, he is a creep. He is strange. He is unusual. And perhaps he is that way in private life too. But he is a most unusual man. He puts a certain savoir faire and a certain interpretation in what he feels Commander Clink would do and how he would act. Well, now, if we had the cast revitalized with new people, would we say, well, the Hogan's Hero that, you know, had been there and the person who played this role, they died and that's this here? No, you don't do that anymore. You don't do that anymore. I was kind of unhappy when the Bewitched mentioned that Darren was no longer in the role. I think he died. He's no longer in the role for whatever reason. And they got another man who looked similar to him and just went right on playing the same person as Darren, even though we knew Darren. And after a while, we got very accustomed to this new person and didn't think a thing about it. Now, this new person played Darren a little differently than the other person played Darren. The other person played Darren with such theatrics, with such early stage craftship, you know, with wide eyes, you know, and, you know, overdeveloped attitudes toward his part. And you got used to it, and you thought, oh, that's Darren. Well, now the new Darren is not quite that way. He is a little more ordinary, but yet he is quite pleasant, quite charming, and he plays the role just as though he had always played it. And it's beautiful. And he doesn't give an excuse for doing it his way. He just does it his way. Now, if we were to look at Bewitched and say, well, that's not how the early done, and that's just live in the now. Enjoy it now. How many movies of Tarzan have appeared on the screen? At least a dozen or more, maybe. And some A, B, and C grade of movie. But how are they? Johnny Weissmuller was the Tarzan that we remember with all of our enthusiasm. He was such a wonderful swimmer and had such a beautiful body, and he played the role so joyfully. The only thing is, Johnny Weissmuller was not a great lover. And Tarzan wasn't a great lover, but Tarzan was, the real Tarzan was, according to the book, was an unconditionally loving man. Unconditionally loving man. And for any man to play that role is a most difficult task, because you've got to be unconditionally loving in your personal life to play unconditionally loving in the role of a person. Now, does it make Hogan's Heroes more delightful for us because we know the technology of how the movie is put together, we know the technology of the personalities who are in it, and which ones of them have gone on to be president of the United States and things like that? Does it change it? Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest B actors in the world. He wasn't an A actor. He wasn't a B. He was a B, and he wasn't a C, but he was a B. He was on the B-grade movies. They were not the classic movies. They were not the movies that have come down through history, only perhaps because he was in them. And President Reagan now, he grew into each part and did each part. He went on to be a most remarkable governor. Most remarkable governor. He made a name for himself, and people elected him president, you know. And when he was president, he did a remarkable job. He did a remarkable job, not because he was so brilliant, but because he had a sensitivity for humanity. He had a sensitivity for people. Now, he didn't make a good father, but his wife dearly, dearly, dearly loved him, so he must have been a good lover, you know, a good husband. But he didn't raise his kids very well, because his kids wanted his attention, and he was too busy with all his projects to be there for them. And he really didn't care for them. He wasn't against them, but he wasn't for them. So, does that stop him from being a great governor, or from being a great president, or from being a B actor of generous sorts, you know? We don't need to know all that stuff. If you want to know that, you say, oh, that's part of living, that's part of, is it? Why do you go to the theater? Why do you go to the opera? Why do you go to the movies? Why do you listen to videos? Why do you have videos on television? Why do you select one video to another? You select it to go into that movie and be taken from where you are to where they are. You're ready to be taken off into the land of Hogan's Heroes, the land of Bewitched, the land of I love Jeannie, I believe it is. And you want to go into these dimensions. Well, now, going into those dimensions doesn't mean you know the history of the actors, and you know the, and it doesn't do any good to know the history of the, if you know how the role is played. Does Jeannie play her role well? Does Bewitched, does Samantha play her role well? Oh, my goodness, yes. Every man falls in love with her. All the women say, wow, I wish I could be as you know, charming and as outgoing and also wiggle my nose to do those things. And you see, that's what we're into. We're into the now. So if we can train ourselves in all things to live in the now and to delight in the now and not worry about what these actors' lives are, and many people find that most charming because they're quite nosy. And that's why people like the yellow journalism, because it gets into people's backgrounds that they just as soon forget. They grew out of that, but yellow journalism won't let them forget it. They keep bringing it back up, and they keep bringing that up and making a federal issue out of it. And they're missing so much in life by not just enjoying the now. So I recommend to myself to live in the now, to enjoy the now, and when I watch each movie, there are no dishes to be washed, there's no bed to be opened up after the movie, there's nothing to be done. I'm in the movie, and I'm enjoying it. And then I ask myself, what is the value out of this movie? What is the virtue in this movie? How do I find a virtue? And it's in the movie. It's in the movie. Not necessarily the characters, it could be. It could be, but what are the values that movie is built on? What basis is it built on? You say, well, Hogan's Heroes certainly can't have many values. Oh, it has lots of them. And it has very powerful values. And its greatest value is that war is a big joke, and it shouldn't be honored by anybody. And it shouldn't be participated in by anybody. But if you're going to participate in it,
have fun.
Have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Now, would you say Hogan was himself having fun?
Oh, yes.
Would you say the Frenchman was himself having fun?
Yes.
Would you say Carter was himself having fun?
Yeah.
Carter didn't know how good he was,
yeah.
You know? And all of these people, they didn't know how good they were. They just did it, you know? And they gave their life. They gave their life to their program. And that's why they were so good. Now, you give your life to whatever program you're in. But make sure that as you write the script for your program, keep it happy. Keep it in the now. Keep it representing you as number one, as the most beautiful, wonderful person in the world. Yes.
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 Yes. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.